The state of the budget is back in sharp focus, with the federal government releasing its terms of reference for its long-promised Commission of Audit. Treasurer Joe Hockey, fresh from the debt crisis in Washington, has also announced the government will legislate an extraordinary increase in Australia's debt limit. The ceiling will be lifted by $200 billion before Christmas, from the current $300 billion level to $500. In opposition, the Coalition was a strident critic of Labor's lifting of the debt ceiling. This new cap, which will have to be legislated, will be an unprecedented $500 billion. Chris Bowen is the Shadow Treasurer. Shadow Treasurer, good morning. Welcome to breakfast.
Good to be back, Fran. Good morning, Geert.
Will Labor support the increase to the debt ceiling when it comes before the Parliament?
Well, we'll be responsible. There is the debt ceiling does need to be lifted, but this is an extraordinary proposed lift by Mr. Hockey, a 66% lift in the debt cap that he's proposing, $200 billion, as you say, to half a trillion dollars. Now, this is a shadow treasurer, a Liberal Party, which campaigned, promised to pay off the debt, quote-unquote, and then in a pretty lazy and lackadaisical press conference yesterday, he casually says we're going to increase it to half a trillion dollars. So we'll be looking very closely at it. We'll be responsible, but what Mr. Hockey should have done yesterday is release the mid-year economic forecast. It was just a few weeks ago, Fran, that the pre-election forecast was put out, not by me, but by the Department of Treasury and Finance. It showed debt peaking at $370 billion. A couple of weeks later, Mr. Hockey says he needs half a trillion. Well, he should have justified that by releasing the mid-year economic forecast, and he should fix it.
Is that your issue, the lack of justification? I do note that in 2012, when Labor in government wanted to lift the debt ceiling from $250 billion to $300 billion, at the time, Joe Hockey, as Shadow Treasurer, argued Labor hadn't explained the case for why. Is your issue that there hasn't been supporting documents to justify this increase? Because we will get the mid-year economic forecast before Christmas.
Well, it's a very big issue, Fran. It's a very big issue. And Mr. Hockey has now said it released before Christmas. That previously said January. We complained about that. At least he's now said before Christmas. But there's no excuse not to release it now. It's been released at this point in previous years. It's been released earlier than this under Labor previously. And if Mr. Hockey wants to increase the debt cap, the very least he could do is release the mid-year economic forecast, update the figures. Tony Abbott promised to do that before the election. And Mr. Hockey would have jumped up and down and screamed blue murder before the election if I'd tried this, increasing the debt cap to $500 billion without releasing the budget update. In a pretty lackadaisical press conference yesterday, he just casually says, well, I'm going to increase it to $500 billion.
In political terms, though, you just really summed up the point of this, haven't you? That it's it makes sense to increase the debt level. We need to do it anyway. Why not do it and put a buffer in place? It makes sense in economic terms, and it makes sense in political terms, so that they don't have to keep coming back as you did every year and have the opposition scream blue murder in your terms.
Well, clearly, that's the latter is what is driving Mr. Hockey here.
Is there anything wrong with that, though? Makes no difference.
Well,
if
I think you've got to justify it. I think you've got to justify it and outline it. I mean, he just picked a figure of $500 billion. He has to justify that figure. So we'll be looking carefully at it. I'll obviously consulting the shadow cabinet about our approach. We will be responsible, of course, and there does need to be an increase in the debt cap. But for Mr. Hockey just to assume that the Parliament will tick off his debt cap, I think shows a pretty arrogant approach.
The government has released the terms of reference for its Commission of Audit, fairly wide-ranging Commission of Audit of Government Finances, that will potentially identify billions of dollars in budget savings. Do you support this notion of the audit?
Well, audits occur all the time. That's the role of an expenditure review committee, and that's what happened under us. The point we make about the Commission of Audit, Fran, is that we pointed out that the Liberal Party would cut if they won office. We pointed out they should have been upfront about where the cuts come, not hide behind a Commission of Audit.
They're not hiding. I mean, it's not necessarily hiding behind it. If you're putting in four respected people to go in and have a close look, it's not hiding behind something. It's being proactive, isn't it?
It is in the election context, Fran. They went to the election saying they wouldn't cut. We have a Commission of Audit. Mr. Hockey explicitly last night on the 7:30 show refused to say that he would seek a mandate for any cuts. So that's a clear indication that there'll be cuts during this term before going back to the people. I believe, you know, we'll look carefully at the recommendations, but clearly this is a serious process, and you know, we've seen the Commission of Audit under the Howard government recommend sweeping cuts. We've seen it under
Not all of them bad from those Commission of Audit. I think the Future Fund was something you would support.
Well, the Commission of Audit in Queensland, for example, massive cuts to the public service, and the Commission of Audit, as I say, under John Howard, very substantial cuts recommended. The Future Fund is something quite separate, I think, to the Commission of Audit recommendations on contracting the size of services to the Australian people, which I think would have been better dealt with in an election context. But we'll look at it. Mr. Hockey again last night indicated, although they'll receive the report early next year, he implied it wouldn't be released until budget day, so we'll be pursuing that matter as well, because we do think openness and transparency is important, and it's something which is severely lacking in this government.
You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 7:45. We're speaking with the Shadow Treasurer, Chris Bowen. I guess it's not unexpected, the sort of commentary we're getting from the new Treasurer and the new government. Joe Hockey says Labor left behind a budget in very bad shape. We have inherited a budget that continues to deteriorate. This is the moment of truth for Labor. We're dealing with Labor's legacy, discovering all the things they failed to reveal properly to the Australian people, and over the next few weeks and months, we'll explain that to the Australian people. So you're going to have to wear some of this, and it seems as though perhaps some of the funding cuts will be blamed fairly and squarely on you.
Well, that's what you'd expect Mr. Hockey to do, but Mr. Hockey's got to realise he's now the Treasurer, not the Shadow Treasurer. He's responsible for his actions and his inactions. As I said, Fran, a couple of weeks ago, the Departments of Treasury and Finance released the update. It showed the true state of the books. Mr. Hockey is not telling the truth when he says they've revealed things which we had not revealed, because everything was revealed in the pre-election economic forecast and the budget update I released just before the election. If the situation's worsened since then he has to take responsibility as Treasurer, and the best first thing he could do is release those figures. It's simply unacceptable and not good enough to say things have gotten worse since Labor was in office, since we were in office, but I'm not going to tell you how much or why or what's happening until a few days before Christmas. By the way, until I do that, can you let me increase the credit card limit to $500 billion? Unacceptable, and his political game playing will not be acceptable to us, and we'll be pointing that out.
And does that mean you won't allow the debt limit to be raised that much?
No, I've already said, Fran, we'll be responsible, we'll look at it carefully.
Yes, but what does that mean?
Well, it means we'll look at it carefully, and we will be asking Mr. Hockey to better justify his request.
And can
and
I just
we will consider it in we'll consider it in the best interests of the nation.
Can I just get your view, your opinion on a suggestion today that Joe Hockey is planning to support, announce coalition support for a second airport at Badgerys Creek, and that it was planning to announce the funding for this, give the go ahead for this in their first budget. Do you support that idea?
Well, again, Fran, I think this is an important issue of transparency and openness. It's a few weeks since the election. I'm a Western Sydney MP. I live in Western Sydney. It's a big issue in Western Sydney. The Liberal Party was targeting Western Sydney seats. If they're upfront with people, they could have revealed this before the election, and we could have had a proper debate about it. I think the people of Western Sydney are entitled to better than what is a very significant and major development being trotted out a few weeks after an election. So again, we said in office that there was a case for a second airport for Sydney. But if the Liberal Party is planning, and I see the speculation, if the Liberal Party is planning to fast-track Badgerys Creek Airport, that will be a breach of trust. They should have been upfront about that before the election.
Chris Bowen, thank you very much for joining us.
Good on you.
Shadow Treasurer Chris Bowen, you're listening to Breakfast. It's 8:13.